Welcome to Choral Clinic, and congratulations on finding us here at Choral Line. Brad and I have been singing in harmony for many years, and we are thrilled that you want to join us.
As professional singers, we have both had extremely active careers and have worked pretty much everywhere. In addition to our performing careers, we inevitably arrived at a point where we felt we could pass on the wealth of our experience to others. For many years, I taught at the Guildhall School of Music and Drama and the Conservatoire National Supérieur de Musique et Danse in Lyon.
And I was vocal coach to many of the big London choirs, in particular the BBC Symphony Chorus for 20 years. I also did many choral workshops around the country and noticed that there seemed to be a gap in the market to help amateur singers improve their singing. So, building on the success of my CD of vocal exercises, I asked Brian to collaborate with me, and together we have devised this series of graded exercises.
We say that the exercises are graded, which would lead you to believe that some are easier and others harder. Nevertheless, every exercise is important, however simple it may appear, and will have a specific role to play in the building and maintenance of your voice. So, how do you choose what level to start with?
It is extremely important that you choose the correct entry level. If you are a beginner, we strongly advise you not to be tempted to start anywhere other than at the beginner's level.
Some of you will be very experienced singers and will know exactly which level to go for. At Choral Clinic, we are assuming you can recognise and hold a tune. If you're a beginner and not sure, try singing a well-known tune without the words to a friend.
For example, La La La, the tune of All Things Bright and Beautiful, or the National Anthem, that sort of thing. If your friend can tell you what it is, you're in with a chance, and the beginner level will be just perfect for you.
In the beginner's level, we keep to a relatively small vocal range for all the exercises. For example, you will start with a run of just 5 notes, increasing a little in the final exercise, but by the advanced level, it increases to 12 notes. Twice through.
We gradually introduce you to the 5 Italian vowels on simple note patterns. For example, we start with 1 vowel on 3 notes, like this.
We make a start on runs, exercises for the jaw, and also an exercise for the tongue, like this.
This is a short example of a nugget. It's part of one of our families of exercises, which are developed in higher levels. At the end, after all the exercises, we take you through 2 well-known songs.
In the elementary level, we extend the range of the exercises. We do more work on vowels and on staccato, and we also introduce text, such as Ave Maria.
And lastly, we apply the exercises to some tricky passages from a few choruses from The Messiah.
In the intermediate level, the work becomes much more demanding. We add new, more complex exercises and develop previous ones. So you do need to know a little bit about singing if you want to get the most out of this level.
However, by the time we get to the advanced level, the exercises are now really quite challenging. Apart from scales and arpeggios, etc., we describe more advanced exercises, such as the Messa di Voce and the Rossini arpeggio. There's a lot to be learnt in this level, but not before you've learnt some more basic techniques.
So we hope we have inspired you and given you the confidence to join us here at Choral Clinic. Who knows how far you could go, but we are convinced that we can help you get there.